My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Also on the note of basketball rosters and who is on what team, we have a Portland Trailblazers Summer League roster. How's your enthusiasm, your excitement level for some Summer League basketball?
I mean, in general or for the Portland Trailblazers?
In general.
I mean, I was excited to tune in
both
to see Bronny James's first Summer League performance. I was excited that there were basketball games to watch this weekend. I'm dead serious. I am not lying to you. I'm not making this up for the show.
I heard about the LeBron, the Bronny James stuff after the fact. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm not shocked that he sucked.
I wasn't either. And frankly, it was a hate watch and I was happy to see him sucking. So sorry.
So that the hate watch, I got you.
Well, it's a hate watch, but it's also the fact that literally after the Mariners game, what else am I going to watch? The Timbers game isn't on until tonight. So I didn't even have that last night. And, all right. Summer League basketball, baby. So I guess in general, it's moving the needle a little bit for me, mostly because of the Bronny stuff. But the Blazers, as you're going to talk about here coming up, they had some interesting roster inclusions and exclusions, and I'm wondering what the reasons are for that.
I mean, the four names of note that are on this team that you should really care about is your rookie draft pick, Donovan Clingan, your two-way contract player, Justin Minaya. Out of curiosity, see what his game looks like this year. Chris Murray and Ryan Rupaire. Those are the four big names. Everybody else, it's a bunch of Summer League invites, guys that we've never heard of, nor will they be on the roster to begin with. But that is your four key players to look out for on this Blazers team to see how Donovan Clingan obviously does in the Summer League. What's he like? Ryan Rupaire, I would say, is probably the second biggest player that you want to see his performance and how he looks out there. And then Chris Murray and Justin Minaya. From what I understand, though, is that a lot of the Blazers players are in Vegas. The non-Summer League players are hanging out in Summer League with them, which I like that. Like, keep the team together. Keep Scoot, Shaden out there. I don't know if Anthony is there with them or not, but some of these younger players on the roster that are not playing in the Summer League are at least in Vegas with the team. So I do like that, having them, you know, working with each other, coaching each other, talking in the off time where the game is not happening. I do appreciate that factor. I am desperately ready to see Donovan Clingan in action and see what he does against the rest of the Summer League. That is about the only thing that gets me going about Summer League. I could not tell you one thing that happened last year in Summer League basketball, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I know that we won a Summer League championship a couple of years ago.
I believe we have two under our belts here in Portland.
We know
two Summer League championships.
We had the banner flying in the old 1080 of the Fan studios. We no longer have the banner.
It's probably here. A good thing.
It was like a Xerox, like... Like, what do they call it when they put the shiny plastic over the paper?
Like a sticker, like it's a reprinted, I don't know, I got you.
Yeah, and props to Dusty Hera for raising the banner there. Very, very happy that we have at least one banner raised for the Portland Trail Blazers. But Trailblazers Summer League, that will start in, I believe, on Saturday.
Yeah, July 13th.
Their first game.
Against the Spurs.
Versus San Antonio Spurs. Now, the Spurs, I'm curious who they have running out on their Summer League roster. Because if they have Wemby out there, that would be stupid.
I mean, he grew so much during the season. You kind of wonder if maybe they're going to hold him off just to protect him from injury. I feel like Wemby's a different case than a lot of people in the league right now. So
I was going to say, I mean, if Scoot's not playing, then Wemby sure as hell should not be playing. But you will get Stephon Castle on that Spurs team. So that is one player to look out for. Wow, I'm looking at the Spurs roster. Jameer Nelson Jr.
Oh, I'm feeling old.
Yeah, that's
Jameer Nelson Jr.
That ages me a little bit right there.
Remember when Jameer Nelson was supposed to be like a multi-all-star year point guard in the NBA?
Hey, he killed it at St. Joe's, all right?
He was he was great, but Orlando, he was supposed to be like a 20-10 guy.
Went to the NBA Finals, damn it.
Never materialized. Oh, man, that's crazy.
The Blazers will tip off at 6 o'clock Saturday, July 13th against the San Antonio Spurs for their first Summer League game. Also going to take on the 76ers, the Wizards, the Hornets as well. You'll be able to watch that one against the Spurs on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, again, Saturday.
I'm going to tune in to see Donovan Klingon. Although, sans Tomani Kamara and Scoot Henderson, I've got some questions. I was already wondering if the Blazers are actually making the best plans going forward and not giving either of those two guys reps, in my opinion, that they sorely need to continue their growth. I think that's a major issue in Portland.
You said Kamara and who?
Scoot.
Scoot? You think Scoot should be on the Summer League
roster? I think Scoot needs, and I'm not trying to insult the guy. Everybody knows, I think, if you listen to 1080 The Fan, knows that I'm out on Scoot Henderson, okay? I've compared him many times to number 4 overall pick out of the 97 or 98 NBA draft, Antonio Daniels. Very, very stocky, very strong, knows how to facilitate, can't shoot for S. And in my mind, will end up being a mid-tier, maybe decent NBA point guard, but not a great NBA point guard. How we can change that is get better shooting. And what,
playing against guys like Yongzi Kui from the Gangzhou Long Lions.
What better way to get reps in game than against actual, not the entire roster, but actual guys that are on Summer League rosters you'll be facing in the NBA? That there is,
not guys that you're going to be playing in the NBA, though.
Not full. Why not go out, give him 20 minutes a game? And Kamara also shot terribly from three last year. Why not give them more reps? Why not give them the opportunity in game time, regardless of the talent, to get better? I think they need every shooting rep possible. And I just think the Blazers are doing them a giant disservice. Scoot is 20. Come on. He is so young. He didn't win Summer League MVP last year. Dame won Summer League MVP. Don't believe he played after his rookie season, because obviously didn't need to see it. And if you're telling me that Scoot Henderson's growth in the last season, or they're banking on the last 20 games of Scoot Henderson and saying, oh yeah, you don't need Summer League, I think that's a disservice to his long-term growth. I do.
So playing against 75-80% of guys that aren't even going to be in the NBA does what exactly?
It gives him reps. It gives him time to get his shooting stroke down. It gives him the ability to get that timing down. And I know that we're not talking about the same level of defenders, but guys getting up in his face while he's trying to shoot the three is something that he needs to get better at. And I just don't think that you don't take any reps away from him in that situation. You give him the ability to get better and put him out there as much as you possibly can.
And I think you do that by playing him in the actual NBA. I think that is where you get better, is where you spend as much time as possible on the floor as an NBA player against NBA rosters and the best NBA talent there is. And that's what I brought this up before, is that Devin Booker, that's one of the things he attests to as far as one of his best, biggest developments in the NBA, is just going through some garbage Phoenix Suns team and just being run out there night after night after night after night, 30 plus minutes a night, and being thrown to the wolves. Like, you are going, if you're going to become one of the best players in the league and live up to your number two expectations, focus on your game outside of playing against guys that aren't even going to be on an NBA roster. Like, throw him again. Hopefully Simons, if he is on the team to start the year, whatever, isn't there long, but you need that dude playing and being ready for the NBA season and playing against NBA level talent at all times.
I mean, there's three other guys on the roster, minus Justin Manai, of course, that I do believe are supposed to be key cogs in the Blazers rotation. why not take the opportunity to roll Scoot out with them as well? They're going to need all the time they can to grow. And frankly, you might trade one of these guys midseason. You might trade him a year and a half into this development program or whatever the hell you're planning. So I just feel like you're giving yourself even less of an opportunity to see these guys together. And once again, you're just giving them less of an opportunity to go get better on the court. And Tamani and Scoot both need to shoot all the threes they can. They just have to. They are not good enough yet.
Well, Blazers Summer League will start on Saturday. No Scoot Henderson, which, again, I am fine with. To me, it is not necessary for him to be playing in Summer League.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.